Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamas Chaf Aleph from Abayis. We're holding on Chaf Aleph from an Aleph, five lines in the bottom, by the words of Marav. So it says the Gemara Amar Rav that Arba Nashim Yeshalhen Hefsek. There are four Shniyais that we don't continue the Isser throughout different generations. The Isser stops exactly in that generation, and we don't extend it further. An example where we do extend it further is, let's say, by a mother. We have a Shniya as a mother's mother. There's also an Isser on a mother's mother's mother and a mother's 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 mother. There the Isser keeps going. There are four types of women that the Isser does not keep going. Now, Nakit Rabbi Yadit Las. Now, Rav remembered three of them. The three that Rav remembered were Eishas Achya Av Mina'av, was the Isser of Eishas Achya Eim Mina'av, your mother's brother from Mina'av, his wife, she's Asr, but the Isser stops there. The Eishas Achya Av Mina'im, and also your father's brother Mina'im, his wife, the Kalasai, and then the third one was a daughter-in-law, which we'll have to see on the base of what's that referring to, because Kalasai is an Issa Daraisa. The Ziri Maisif Af, Eshes Avi Imai, he was Maisif the fourth one, that it's your grandfather's wife, your mother's father's wife, she's Asr, and the Issa does not keep going up. Now, Amr of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Vesimanich Diloi the Rav. The simon to remember which one Ziri added was that he was one up over Rav. Rav spoke about Shniyais that were one generation up. He spoke about a mother's brother's wife, a father's brother's wife, always the father's generation, now the mother's generation, one generation up. Whereas the Iri mentioned a mother's father's wife, which is two generations up, so it's called the Eloi de Rav. The Rav my time Eloi Chashavle. Now, why didn't Rav mention this as one of the examples that the Isser stops? So says the Gemara, because Michafale Beishas Avi Aviv. He held that Eishas Avi Imai could get mixed up with Eishas Avi Aviv, and there the Isser does keep going up because it's Aser up to Eishas Aviv. Eishas Aviv is Aser, so they also Asered a father's father's wife, and a father's 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 wife, and a father's 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 wife, and so on and so forth. And being that that's very easily confused with a mother's father's wife, so therefore he was geyser one up to the other, and he held not like Ze'iri. Whereas with Ze'iri, lohasam shchiach va'azol, lohachol shchiach va'azol. He held that, at least in the times of Chazal, the norm was that a person spent more time by his father's family than he does by his mother's family, and therefore he differentiates very well between the two different mishpachis. Now, Kalasai Daraisi, ask the Gemara that the third one that Rav mentioned, that the Shniyah, which it stops, it doesn't keep going throughout different more generations, was Kalasai, was a person's daughter-in-law. And ask the Gemara that Kalasai Daraisi, that's not even the Shniyah, that's a Daraisa. The Pasuk says, Ervas Kalasai Legala. So says the Gemara, Ima Kalas Benai. He wasn't referring to your daughter-in-law, he was referring to your son's daughter-in-law. Your son's daughter-in-law is only a Shniyah, and there it stops right there. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? Your son's daughter-in-law is mutter? It stops by son's daughter-in-law, but your son's daughter-in-law is mutter? The kalas bina yesh lehefsek, that stops right there. Vahatani, but we learned in the Braisa that kalasai is an erva, kalas bina is a shnia, v'china ta'im rebibnai, uben binai, atzav kaladairis. All your son's daughter-in-laws, every one of them, their daughter-in-laws are usher to you. So says the Gemara, ela ema kalas bitai. What he meant to say, what Rav meant to say, was not kalas bina'i, was kalas bitai. Kalas bitai, that's a shnia that has a hefsek. The Amar Rav Chista, hamilsimi gavir Rabbi Shmieli, Rav Chista said over that I heard the following from a big person, umanu Rav Ami, was from Rav Ami Shir, that le asru kala ela mimnei kala, that the isser of kala is only because of kala. V'amru li kaldoi. Now the stargazers told me that day, that malpana havesa, I'm going to be someone who's a bar taira. Now aminas, I said to myself, igavir Rabbi Haveino, if they meant that I'm going to be the one who learns a lot of taira, so asva ramidati, I'll understand what Rav Ami said in Shir on my own. And Yimikur didariki Aveino, if he meant I'm going to be a teacher, so Ashelu mirabana dasul bekanishta. So I'll ask the other Tamid Chachamim who come to the base medrash, who come to the shul, I'll ask them what the pshat is. Lamaisa said over Rav Chista that hashta sevarti midati. That Lamaisa, now I realize what Rav Ami meant. He meant lo asru kala ne kala. He meant lo asru kalas bitoi ela mishum kalas benai. That the isra of kalas bitoi is only because it was only atu kalas benai. Since it's only atu kalas benai, so the isra stops right there. It doesn't keep on going on and on. Now, Amalei Abaye L'Rava, Abaye said to Rava, then Asra L'cha, I'll explain it to you, Kugan Kalasa the Bebar Tzisai, where you see they have different daughter-in-laws from sons, daughter-in-laws from daughters, and they can get very confused. Rapapa Amar, Kugan Kalasa the Bebar Papa Bar Abu, Rav Ashi Amar, Kugan Kalasa the Bebar Bar Isik, all people, all families that had a lot of different daughter-in-laws from sons, daughter-in-laws from daughters, and you see that they could very easily get confused. Ibailu, they asked in the base medrash, what's the halacha? Ishas achya aim mina'im mahu. Your mother's brother, your mother's maternal brother, her brother mina'im, his wife, is she asr to you midin shnia or not? Now we know that ishas achya av mina'im. The ishas achya aim mina'av, diikat sad av, we know that there's an iser. We know that those people, chazal were geyser, but that's maybe because, they were, because diikat sad av hu digazu rabbanan. It's only because there's a tzad av. So it very much resembles the daraisa. Midaraisa, your father's brother mina'av. So his wife is also midaraisa to you. So they were geyser on your father's brother mina'im, on his wife, and on your mother's brother mina'av, on his wife, because all those cases is a tzad av. So maybe that's why the rabbanan were geyser. Aval hecha delek a tzad av, but when there's no tzad av, your mother's brother mina'im. So it's your mother, that's mina'im. Her brother mina'im, so it's all aim. It's all mothers. There's no fathers in the picture. So maybe like gazubu rabbanan. So maybe the rabbanan weren't geyser. I demolish not, or maybe they didn't differentiate. They said every one of your uncles, his wife is always going to be aser to you. So Amar Rav Safra that he goof exera vana nekem and exer exera exera. It's pasha that even a mother's brother minaav is only exera on his wife, and they're going to go and make exera also on the mother's brother minaim on his wife as well. So Amar Rava. Rava said back that, wait a second, your problem is because it's gzeira l'gzeira? Atu kuhu lav gzeira l'gzeira ninu? Didn't you find in the list of shniyais there were many cases that they seem to be gzeira l'gzeira and still chazal were geyser? Example number one, ima is an erva, im ima is a shniya, your mother's mother is only a shniya, the gzeira im av, mishamim ima, they were geyser on your father's mother, atu your mother's mother, gzeira l'gzeira, but time am I, why'd they do it? Because kula debe ima rapsi karule, they're all called grandma, isha, eshas aviv is an erva. Example number two, your father father's wife, she's an erva. Eishas avi aviv is a shnia. Your father's wife is a shnia. It's one generation away. The gazral eishas avi ima mishem eishas avi aviv. They were gazra on your mother's father's wife. Atu your father's wife. Gzera legzera. V'time amai kulu debe abo rabo karule, because they're all called your grandfather's wife. Eishas. The third example. Eishas achya av mina av is an erva. Your father's brother mina av, his wife is an istadareisa. Eishas achya av mina aim is a shnia. The Gazral Eishas Achyaim Mina'av Mishom Eishas Achyaav Mina'im. They were Gazer on your mother's brother Mina'av on his wife, Atu your father's brother Mina'im on his wife, Gzera the Gzera. V'taim Amai, why they do it? Mishom Dekulu Debeidai Dekarilu, because they're all called your uncle's wives. So Mai, so it could be over here also. What's the din? It could be they were Gazer, even though it seems to be Gzera the Gzera, because it's another example of an uncle's wife. So maybe they were Gazer. Says the Gemara Tashma, bring you a proof. The Kiyasa Rav Yehuda Bar Shila Amar, he said over that Ami ben Marava, that they say over in Eretz Yisrael Leklal that Kosher ben Nekeva Erva Bezacha Gazral Ishle Mishum Shnia. Anybody that the female is an Erva, so if you would replace that with the male version of her, so then they were Geyser on his wife as a Shnia. Vamaravu Klaluhu, is that really always true? Chamaisa we know is an Erva. We know your mother-in-law is an Erva. Replace her with the male version. What's a male version of a mother-in-law? A father-in-law. So now talk about his wife that you get Eishes Chama of your father-in-law's wife. She's Mutaris like we had before on Amud Aleph. A father-in-law's wife is Mutar. Bas Chama Isa is an Erva. Your mother-in-law's daughter is your wife's sister. She's an Erva. Now replace her with the male and talk about his wife, and you get Eishes Ben Chama Isa, your mother-in-law's son's wife, your brother-in-law's wife. She's Mutaris. She's Mutar to you. And similarly, Bas Chama of Erva, your father-in-law's daughter. She's your wife's sister. She's an erva. Eishes ben chama muteras. Your brother-in-law's wife, she's going to be mutter. Chayrak tay erva. Your stepdaughter, she's an erva. Eishes charga, your stepdaughter's, your stepson's wife, she's muteras. Bas chayrak tay erva. Your step granddaughter, she's an erva to you. It's bas vita. Eishes ben charga, your step grandson's wife, she's muteras, like we had before in the medalef. She's mutter to you. So you see that the rule doesn't always seem to be true. So v'had So what case was he saying his rule about? What was the chiddush that he was coming to teach? Anytime you have a nekeva, it's clearly not a set in stone rule. So what case was he coming to be megala to us that when you have a nekeva who's aser, so chazal were geyser on the male version's wife? He's talking about our case of eishes achi ha'im mina'im on your mother's brother mina'im on his wife. The kosha ben nekeva erva, since by the female she's an erva, meaning your mother's sister, she's an erva. erva even on your mother's sister min ha'ein. Even your mother's sister min ha'ein, she's an erva. So bezachar gazru ishta misham shniya. So they were geyser on your mother's brother min ha'ein, on his wife, that he's going to be considered a shniya. So that's the raya. Now the Gemara just wants to know that maishnahani umaishnahani maishnahai. What's the pshat? All those five cases that we mentioned before, where Chazal were not geyser on the male version's wife, and all of a sudden over here, Chazal were geyser on the male version's wife. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, because ha bechad kedusha mikariv lo, and ha niyadika trei kedusha lo mikariv lohu. That when it comes to the mother's brother mina'im, your mother's brother's wife, so she's only removed to you by one kedushin. She's one kedushin away. It's because your mother's brother married her, so that's how she became close to you. So she's only really one kedushin away. But in all the five examples we brought before, so there are always two kedushins away. For example, your father-in-law's wife. Your father-in-law's wife is two kedushins away from you. First of all, the man's only your father-in-law because you married his daughter. So that's one kedushin. You had to marry the man's daughter. Okay, now you're related to the father-in-law. And then it's your father-in-law's wife, so that's a second kedushin. So there's two kedushins that got her to you, so therefore Chazal were not geyser on those ladies that they're considered a shnia, but they were geyser on the mother's brother, Minaim, on his wife, because she's only one kedushin away.